This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. Colorado could get its first real mountain snow this weekend. A low-pressure storm system packing moisture from the Gulf of California will bring much colder temperatures than we've had and bring soggy weather to the eastern half of the state on Saturday and Sunday. The National Weather Service says the storm could also drop several inches of snow across the high country. Three men shown in a viral video with guns at an Aurora apartment have been identified. City police said today they've arrested one and charged all three with burglary and menacing. The video prompted Republicans, including former President Donald Trump, to claim a gang from Venezuela called TDA had taken over the city. Police Chief Todd Chamberlain said today that is false.
We are not by any means overwhelmed by that issue. We are not by any means overtaken by Venezuelan gangs, TDA, or any other gang. Our resources, our officers, our mission is to ensure that whatever we get confronted with, we will address, and we will address it the right way.
Police have not confirmed if the identified men have gang connections. They're also still trying to identify five other men in that video. RTD's chief of police is no longer with the transit agency. Joel Fitzgerald has been on leave and under investigation since July. RTD hasn't said why, and it's unclear if Fitzgerald resigned or was fired. But a CPR News investigation this summer found that he repeatedly drove his agency vehicle more than 100 miles an hour. RTD says it will announce an interim leader for its police force soon. This is CPR News.